Page 94. Exercise B. Listen for main ideas. Listen to part one of a lecture on human intelligence. Choose the speaker's main point. Part one.
So we've been discussing some views on intelligence, including Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. But today, I'd like to shift the discussion to the idea of genius. When I say the word genius, who comes to mind? Albert Einstein, definitely. The composer Ludwig von Beethoven? Probably. So what is genius? In fact, there's a fair amount of disagreement on what it means. To a lot of people, a genius is simply a person with an extremely high IQ. We know that most average people have an IQ score that can range from about 85 to 115. A genius is commonly defined as a person with an IQ score of over 145. I just mentioned Albert Einstein, the famous scientist who most people would agree was definitely a genius. Well, he was estimated to have had an IQ of 160, and his intellectual achievements clearly earned him the label of genius. But many people disagree with a definition of genius based on IQ scores alone. They would argue that merely having a high IQ doesn't make someone a genius. At the beginning of the 20th century, American psychologist Lewis Terman selected 1,500 gifted children, children with high IQ scores, who were then followed by researchers as they grew up for a period of more than 20 years. None of these people stood out. None went on to become great inventors or brilliant thinkers. To the psychologists who studied them, this was proof that a person may have a high IQ, but still not be a genius. They concluded that there is something special and unique about genius, perhaps in how that person chooses to use his or her high IQ.